Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, I guess welcome back. I don't know.
It's nothing to get hung about.
I mean, I don't even care. Show sucks.
Do you really want to be a good-looking woman?
Yes.
Of course he does.
Okay.
All men do.
You know, it's the competitive nature. If someone said, hey, Dave, how important is it to you to be an attractive woman? I just said, not at all. But then you put me next to, now Tony I can live with. He's Italian. He has good genetics.
Yeah.
But when I'm 30% as attractive as Taliban as a woman.
I'm starting to see your point.
And even Wiggins, for the love of God. Yeah. I mean, Wiggins looks like.
He looks good. He looks Susan Sarandon.
He looks like the woman you hire to watch your kids, but you're pretty sure she's taking your liquor. But she's got a big set of knockers, which I don't even think this app makes it. I don't even think the app changes your boobs.
He looks to me like if Susan Sarandon had gone down a different path in life than actress.
What kind of path?
Like drug addict.
Yeah, you're definitely a drug addict. Mm.
It's the eyes. Well, and the expression.
Hey, do you want me to tell you? Gary says that he thinks you look good, Dave.
Hey, who did?
Gary.
Hey, Gary.
He wants to know if you're free tonight.
Hell yeah, I am. Kidding me?
Do you want me to tell you what you did wrong?
What'd I do?
You
tried too hard.
You scrunched up your face.
You're right.
And you gotta.
You're right.
You gotta have.
Let it slack.
None of this.
Okay. All right. I'm going
gotta,
back.
Yeah.
In.
Slack. Don't
and,
smile.
And
don't.
Keep your eyes wide.
Don't have crazy eyes.
Yeah, eyes wide.
Yeah, eyes
really
wide.
Open them up.
Yep.
Really
eyes
open those wide
and don't smile.
Yeah, open those eyes. Okay.
Give us a little pouting
now
mouth.
Now you see the
pouting
ghost
mouth.
Thing.
Did it get better?
He looks way more like a ghost.
Like an actual ghost.
Take off the...
Did it get better?
So not better.
Let me see.
Did you screenshot that?
Hold on. I'm sorry.
Open my eyes wide.
Eyes wide and do a little... Yeah. Give us lip.
Don't look crazy at all.
That looks insane though.
I liked the other one. You looked good in the other one.
Right. It kind of looks like Annie.
Hold on, let me wet my lips.
Don't do crazy eyes.
He just said, let me wet my lips.
I know.
Taliban said he just looks like Annie.
Yeah.
He looks a little bit like Annie.
No smile, eyes
there
wide.
There you go.
There
that's it.
Go.
That's it. Uh-huh. That's it. That's
but he looks
it.
Like a ghost.
Is it better?
It's the lighting.
But he looks like a ghost in the office, which is extremely dark.
That's better.
That's a little better. You want me to put that up? Okay, I'm putting it up.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's still not anywhere close to that thing.
No. I'm intimidated by how beautiful Tony is as a woman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's wow.
So I have a real question.
It is wow.
We're having a ton of fun here, but will transgender people crush Snapchat for doing this?
No.
Great question.
I wouldn't think so,
but...
I think I've been... I mean, I'm on Twitter a lot.
Once they see Wiggins, they might.
I'm on Twitter a lot, and I feel like if it was going to happen, it would have happened already, right? And everybody seems to be enjoying this. It's just fun.
I'm on Twitter probably a little bit more, and I disagree.
Yeah. On Twitter, 1 minute more than I am.
never leave Twitter, so.
I tell you what, I am trying as a girl.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
You've got your girl poses down.
I mean, think what you want, but I'm putting it out.
Girl.
Yeah, Dave's a safe bet.
We're not even gonna make it to dinner.
If I saw you looking at me like that in a bar, I'd be running actually. Because
girl, you is trying really hard to hide the fact that she has a full goatee.
Well, as she would,
girl, yes. You.
It's hard to comment on this because you do take it a little bit personally.
He really does.
You'll learn that that's literally everything.
He takes it just a little personally.
Everything. So you just got to be careful. You just got to know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing yet.
I'll tread lightly and I'll say, Dave looks a little weird.
You've already done it five or six times.
That's true. Yeah. I remember looking over at you one time and you having this look on your face like, don't do that. Mm-mm. But you were serious.
No.
Rach pays the price because it's all fun and games. And then after the show, I'm like, what the hell did Wiggins mean by that?
Yeah.
Whoa. Did you just see the comment, Sue?
What?
Should I read it?
I just saw the picture. I haven't made it comment. Hold on, going in.
They're already commenting on my new girl picture?
Yeah, I would just go ahead. I would. I think I would not show that to him, and we'll just let him think that the first one was all anybody saw.
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad for not voting him the number one prettiest girl in the first photo shoot because you were absolutely stunning and gorgeous.
Yeah,
shut up.
Yep. Wish you were a woman.
Oh my gosh, and that was word for word, Rachel.
What did they say?
And everybody else
liked
it.
He looks hot.
What'd they say?
I'm pulling it up. I won't lie.
He looks so good.
Yeah. What did they say?
Tony, forget about Tony. Did you see that comment?
Mm-hmm. I'm pulling it up. Yeah, I won't lie to you.
Tony now looks like trash. Dave is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen.
Okay, I'm getting mad. Yep. What did it say?
You can see it from there, says, buddy.
The one that says it's worse now?
Yeah.
I look like an East Roxanne whore?
It's worse now.
You look like the Boys of Summer video. The girl from that video.
It's worse now. I think Wiggins looks like Adele.
It really is like it didn't know what to do with your face, so it made you a ghost.
So manly.
Not even if she's the last person on Gilligan's Island.
That's my personal favorite.
Albert says, looking hot, man. Thank you, Albert.
Looking hot, man.
East Roxanne
a
whore.
Dave's post looks like he's trying to show cleavage.
Hey, I'll show vagina.
Hey, whatever works.
Larry says, whatever you look like likes. A six-pack kind of girl.
Hey, yeah. Hey, somebody says pretty eyes.
Yeah, your eyeliner looks fantastic.
I think mine looks more like Adele than Ryan's.
I don't know how everybody else's looks somewhat real.
He got rid of the bald spot.
Yeah, that helps.
I mean, it's something.
It's never good.
It's something.
I think Andrew kind of looks like Valerie Bertinelli now.
That's a
Rach,
fact.
Will you at least say that the manly one can't make me any difference?
Yeah, we tried to do the man filter on Dave, and he looks exactly the same. So I think the issue we're running into is he has reached the peak of masculinity, so then he just breaks the girl filter.
That's what we're going
Her
with.
Phone exploded when she did the man filter. It just...
He goes, he's already in the filter. What am I supposed
to
do?
I can't believe that it gave me a receding hairline. It's almost like Snapchat's like, F of you.
Chris says, show cleavage. Come on, skin to win.
Martin says, I picked Dave. Tony would be too high maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave would be grateful.
Oh my God. Are you kidding? I'll do things that Tony would never dream of.
I don't have to, though.
That's right. You're a classy girl.
Tony's like, turn off the lights. You have 3 minutes. I'm like, let's go.
Tony not only looks hot, he looks 10 years younger.
Okay, now we're getting there.
Ryan's revealing a lot over
what?
There.
Oof. I look good. Mainly my body. Which the app isn't supposed
to. It did give you boobs. Like, it really did.
No, you got a set.
I do. You're right about the babysitter thing.
No,
if she walked in, I'd be like, that's a little weird, but I'll allow this.
Is it supposed to change your body?
No. Mm-hmm.
What's it doing to Tony's lips?
I'm just at that phase.
Look,
that's
I'm just hot, that looks, guys. Knock it off.
What
I mean,
are you doing to Tony's lips?
I know it's shocking to everybody.
I see the resemblance.
Dude's just hot, bro. It's okay.
Resemblance of what?
I see it in his mouth and in his eyes.
Yeah.
Like, that's Tony. I don't think that's any sort
now
of
we're
farce.
Laying on thick.
Rachel's going to see a curl
no,
that looks
I'm
like that.
I'm looking at Tony in a whole different way.
She's
going to
be like, I think that's Tony. I can tell. Dave, it really does look like the app didn't know what to do with your face, so it just made
goodness.
A face up.
But
somebody named Jason just posted his and said, you think Dave's bad?
Let's see. Is it on Dave's?
Yeah, it's on the...
Yeah, he looks like
no.
a witch.
Yeah, see?
He looks like a ghost. For sure.
That's not right.
Joe says Dave looks like he could be the next WWE Women's Champion.
I do look like the guy that just won that
you
transgendered
look like
weightlifting thing.
Look like a women's wrestler.
My favorite are the people just saying no.
Wow.
You look like the bad guys from The Matrix 2 and 3.
Courtney Landrum says woof.
I think that's appropriate.
Chris says I have the weirdest boner right now. All right.
This is the first one I took with Nick.
That's the best one.
Oh, great. My cheeks are rosy. Okay, want to play some Sweet 16?
Whew. Sure, I guess.
You can't quit looking.
If I could focus on anything other than this.
What, are we going to break?
Yeah, we can't start Sweet 16.
Oh, fine.
We can do it next.
Who cares? Nothing matters.
Well, look at him taking charge.
Nothing matters.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, just about 5:30. Having a blast with this Snapchat filter that makes men into women, women into men. And all the guys in the show did the pretty girl thing with very different results. And you can go to Facebook and see that, getting tons and tons of comments on it. Over the break, it's so funny and disturbing. So for whatever reason, the app, it changes your face, but it doesn't change your body. Like, mine looks exactly the same, but it somehow gave Wiggins big womanly breasts, like the Patterson film Bigfoot. And so we're all laughing about it, and then Taliban's like, I don't know why I think this, but I just feel like girl Tony's boobs would be really good.
No, I said, like, it looks like it
if she
has
moves
them.
Her arms, I just feel like you can see her nipples.
If you move, no, I said if you move the microphone, it I looks like it gave Tony boobs too.
I don't know. I just feel like they look good in a halter top.
Look at the boobs. Find them.
I just feel like it was high school and we're on a date or something. Maybe I could touch them. I don't
reveal
know.
Reveal the boobs. Click the thing.
It's probably not even the right thing to say, but I just feel like if you kissed them, I don't know.
Maybe if you...
I feel like she'd like it.
Maybe if, I don't see the boobs.
No, look how she's got her arms crossed.
Maybe if you took the picture a few more times, we could get a better look at them. So
look
I
how she's got her arms crossed. And then I could, above that.
If you took that baseball jersey off, it'd just be all...
Perfect
boobs.
If you then click, I could make a better decision about this.
If you click on the picture of Tony with an eye...
I feel like she's got nipples like quartz. It's all I'm saying. I know it's Snapchat, but I feel like they're like juju beads.
You can see it behind the microphone.
I don't think you're defending yourself. Like, if you look behind the mic,
if you look closely,
you're doing yourself no favors.
Why are you looking so closely?
Because he's got him. I wanted to see it. Tony did too. I wanted to see what it gave everybody else.
I don't know if she's pregnant or lactating. All I know is that I like them.
I want to see what
and
everybody else is
got
packing.
Got a real pretty face, and I bet they're off limits.
We saw what Ryan's got. I want to see what everybody else got.
Oh, we've seen what Ryan's got.
Oh, we know what Ryan's got.
I should do the next one topless.
The world has seen what Ryan's got.
See if they're really there.
Yeah, you'll get us banned.
Andrew really does look like Valerie Bertinelli.
I'm telling you.
It is.
It is undeniable.
He's a dead ringer.
Who is... Here, let me find...
Ryan looks like the first girl on the dance floor when it played Gimme Three Steps.
Wow, yeah. That is an that excellent... Is
a
fact.
That's a very good point.
And wearing the same shirt and everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's a very good point.
That's her club shirt.
Yeah.
I look like I'm just wearing, like, what my boyfriend gave me.
It's his shirt, for sure. I mean, there's no doubt.
Oh, yeah. It's it's the morning after.
Yeah.
Hands off.
He's like, God.
This is my man. That's what he says
okay,
when he wears the
stop
shirt.
It. You're not good at this.
Yeah, just go back to talking about his boobs.
No kidding. It
gave me
disturbing.
The same hair as Valerie Bertinelli, that's for sure.
Are we going to do Tinder accounts?
Yeah, we said we should all set up Tinder accounts.
Uh-huh.
See who gets the most dates?
Like, we have to ask.
Why is that the line where you're like, oh, wow, Wiggins really said something that really was across the line now?
I think we know who's going to be getting the most swipes.
Well, the others are low-hanging fruit, so maybe somebody will go for that.
I bet I get the most dates because I look
right
the most
here.
Ready.
I think that I fit a niche...
Yeah,
for sure.
What sort of fetish?
What niche would that be?
I am a proud, curvy lady.
I'm tired of being judged.
Me too, Dave.
And Dave will do anything.
Oh, God,
for
yes.
Steak dinner.
You'll have to stop me from doing stuff.
Dave looks like Buffalo Bill killed Clarice and was able to finish his human stick body.
Yes!
It does.
That's what Jim said.
It does.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh.
Dave looks like, Jason says, Dave looks like she has Bush Light beer breath. That's more of a Wiggins to me.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Wiggins has pounded some Bush
yeah.
Light.
Yeah, regardless of where I'm showing up, I put a couple down
Wiggins
beforehand.
Wiggins looks like he smells like Jägermeister and Poor Choices.
Wiggins just found out what his kid's been doing at school at the parent-teacher conference.
Wiggins will give you a dollar for that cigarette.
She looks tired.
Right? Yes.
She's worn out.
Yes, Wiggins is definitely smoking area material.
Smoking area.
Oh, for sure. That's not even a question. You guys been here for a while?
That's my pickup line.
He sounds like Tally from South Park.
Seriously.
Look, I don't know if you guys have drugs, but my friend Dave here will do stuff.
You ever wonder who books the hotel rooms that say smoking? That's you and Ryan.
Yeah, why does it look like I've been around the block so many times?
The song Thrash Unreal was written for Ryan.
She's your bizarro.
Lady Ryan she's lived in.
Like
for
you're
sure.
such lived a in. Good she's upstanding Christian and she is not.
No. No, she is not. Mm-mm. Actually, she's probably saved, but she's got
a backstory for sure.
All right, should we do the Sweet 16?
Okay.
Oh yeah. Really?
The Sweet 16 of the prettiest.
He looks like the girl who tries to buy beer before 6 a.m. at 7-Eleven.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We're not even open yet.
Ma'am,
I didn't even realize it was the Sunday.
I just feel like if you mix spit with a little bit of baby oil, I don't know.
All right.
If you just sort of
ripped
it on him.
Oh, God.
I just feel like she'd like it.
The listeners can make their own decisions. Go click on the picture. You can
I don't
see
know if she'd date me, but... I think I know what she needs.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not right, but I kind of like to think about these things.
What if the girl versions of ourselves matched with each other?
I bet guys put her on a pedestal. I wouldn't do that.
I mean, I wouldn't treat her bad or anything, but I just wouldn't put it, you know.
She's new boss. Boss of those boobs.
What kind of murders you guys like best?
I don't think it's weird.
What?
Tony's gonna own
didn't
this. Then
anybody
want to
see him? Then everybody.
Oh man!
Why don't we just let up. Tony fill this whole bracket out?
Yeah, why not?
I have some.
Okay.
I have a bunch.
Start it out, Rach. So it's a Sweet 16 of true crime, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm ready.
This is a. I love this topic.
Well, then you start out. You're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Let the pretty girl go first.
D.B. Cooper.
Ooh.
Good one.
Didn't they think that that's who Don Draper was based on?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going next?
Somebody.
I'll go. Because I don't want anybody to take it.
Okay.
OJ.
Oh,
I was going to take it.
I was saving that for Rachel.
Thanks, Tony. No so thanks to Ryan.
We doing the big ones? We doing the big, like...
Dude, everyone.
Do the one that nobody's heard of. That'd be good.
How about the...
Pick the one that won't win.
How about the Zodiac Killer?
Of course.
Yeah.
Good huge.
What do you think his boobs looked like?
Unsolved. If you go by what the movie and a lot of the books say, they were pretty big.
I think we could get him to do
He was a big guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go with...
He was a big...
I'm listening, Rachel.
The case that started my fascination with true crime at a young age, JonBenet Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I have Son of Sam.
Mm.
Son?
Dave?
I will go Lindbergh Baby.
Mm, very good one.
Apparently, they did find the Lindbergh baby. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago, and I was like, it's just a shame that they never found him, and tons of people told me that I was wrong. So,
and he's fine.
What a shock.
And his name is Ryan Wiggins. No, I'm kidding.
He's still alive.
He's right here, ladies and gents.
Tony?
Well, Jack the Ripper.
Good one.
Oh, yeah, that was my other one.
I'm going to go ahead and say lady who died in the late 70s/early 80s, who I can't remember her name.
Is it? Oh, no, wait. That's not her. Never mind.
Was it a Charles Manson one?
No, it was. She was an actress, and I can't remember her name. Because
Natalie Wood?
Natalie Wood!
Yep. Natalie Wood.
Wow, good one.
Nice.
Are we doing presidential assassinations?
Yeah, I mean, I have JFK on here, and
let's only use them if we need to.
Okay. Okay.
It's Andrew's turn.
Do you guys know who Charles Starkweather is?
No.
The Springsteen song and album Nebraska is based on. He was like a kid, and he and his girlfriend went on like just a rampage across the Nebraska countryside and killed like 16 people.
Mm-mm.
He said, I was just trying to have some fun. What? That's a very famous.
Sounds great.
We unfortunately don't know that one.
No.
Okay. Yeah, another one?
Try again.
How about, do you guys know the West Memphis 3?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bad one.
It is a big one. And they're all out of jail now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not clear if they're guilty or not, so it could be very scary.
I'm going to go with Casey Anthony.
Yes.
Terrible. We're like, good one. The one who killed her baby. John Wayne Gacy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's good.
So I think like, oh, yes.
You almost have to put Bundy on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Ted Bundy. All right, we should start throwing them out because
Lacey Peterson.
Left.
Selena?
Oh, yeah.
What about the BTK killer?
Does yeah, that's a good one.
Him? Yes.
I have...
Raider, was that his name? Dennis Raider?
Dennis yeah. Raider.
I have Tupac. I have Jimmy Hoffa.
Hoffa.
I have the Manson family. And
Manson
I have
family and Hoffa.
The
Manson.
Tylenol murders.
Manson has to be on there.
What's that?
What you don't remember there? The Tylenol murders?
Mm-mm, what happened there?
Someone was... doping the Tylenol in stores.
Yeah, somebody was putting poison inside the Tylenol pills in stores.
Oh, my God.
Well, you said, President, I had Watergate.
How many we need, Rach?
We need three because I feel like the Manson family has to be on the list.
Yes.
Yeah, put Manson on there.
I had Amanda Knox, a recent one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What were the ones that you guys really wanted to put on?
I wanted to put on the Golden State Killer. That's the one they first caught by the DNA. He had killed 13 people, 50 rapes. They did the DNA and found him from one of those DNA tests.
He's given his rookie card.
Did
you read that book, Sue?
No, I didn't.
From last year?
I was
year?
Listening to a podcast about it. Is it good?
I have not read it, but I looked for it. I couldn't find it anywhere.
Right, yeah,
but
they found Golden State. What were some of the
I'm out ones? Other than JFK, MLK, and Lincoln.
Yeah, I had Hinckley, too. The Reagan attempt. Mm-hmm. I had Watergate. Like I said, Tylenol murders, Jimmy Hoffa, Tupac.
I like Hoffa and Tupac. Those are good.
Okay.
Definitely. Hoffa's good, too.
Because did they ever find him?
No.
Oof, scary.
I put down Hoffa and Tupac.
Let's try and get through the first round. D.B. Okay. Cooper versus Tupac.
D.B. Cooper.
D.B. Sweeney.
Coop.
Natalie Wood and the West Memphis Three.
I'll go Natalie Wood.
Me too.
Me too. JonBenet versus Golden State Killer.
I have to go JonBenet.
I gotta go Golden State.
JonBenet.
Golden State.
Benet.
JonBenet.
Son of Sam versus Ted Bundy.
We have a possible tie situation in this room. Should one of us be a tiebreaker?
Yeah.
I probably should.
Okay. Son of Sam, Ted Bundy. I'll
go Bundy. Ooh. Just watching a Netflix thing on him.
Son of Sam. Did nobody ever say Jeffrey Dahmer?
Bundy.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we forgot.
Who can we take off in here? They're all pretty good.
Man, all right.
We it's missed okay. him. OJ versus Jimmy Hoffa.
We'll get him next time.
Juice.
OJ.
Yes. OJ, but that was crazy to watch.
Jack the Ripper versus Casey Anthony.
Jack the Ripper.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, he was iconic. The goat, am I right?
The OG. He's the OG true crime.
He is the OG. Zodiac versus the Manson family.
Man, we wouldn't be here without
those huge ones. Dang.
I'm going Manson.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll go Manson.
I like Zodiac. I really do.
Zodiac was a... That's not solved either.
No.
They've never caught the Zodiac.
Not even close.
Zodiac.
He wrote those letters.
They haven't even sort of solved it.
Is Charlie Manson, did he die?
Yes. He died like last year, year before.
Was he still married to the girl from St. Louis?
I think so.
He was married to Trish Gazelle.
Local girl makes good.
Lindbergh baby.
Good news, everybody.
I love you, Trish.
Versus John Wayne Gacy. That'd be a fight.
The Lindbergh baby.
Lindbergh baby.
I gotta
still
go John
missing.
Wayne Gacy.
Gacy.
Yeah. Gacy. All right. Take a break. Quick break. Come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back, guys. DGS. You know what I'm thinking? It's like my 14-year-old daughter, Phoebe, lives on social media. She's always yelling at her mom about her Instagram account. Like, that's not how you do it. You look stupid. And I'm posting pictures. Not just one, but I redid my picture as a woman because I didn't think I looked hot enough. And I'm totally pushing my boobs together, and I'm just putting it out there. Poor Phoebe Glover just got to be like, I give up. I don't even.
How many total pictures did you take? We only posted two, but how many total times did you try?
I don't know. I mean, I'll try more.
At least four.
Six, seven, eight.
What do you think I'm going to be doing tonight? Six. I'm going to be in the gazebo with Nick. Nick's like, Dad, for real. Come on.
You're like making the kissy faces.
Like, hold on. Let me get a different shirt.
Get the lighting right.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it on the bathtub.
How do you do duck lips?
So if you don't know what we're talking about, just go to our Facebook page and prepare yourself. Mm. Okay, Elite Eight of True Crime. D.B. Cooper versus Natalie Wood.
D.B. Cooper.
Natalie Wood.
I go D.B.
I think the D.B. Cooper story is one of the coolest stories.
And they've still never...
Mm-mm.
Remind me what that one is.
He's the one that stole the money and then jumped out of the airplane.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
Vanished forever, yeah.
All right, I'm D.B.
Do you guys think Christopher Walken killed Natalie Wood?
No, but I think he was there.
I think he probably knows that Robert Wagner did it.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
JonBenet versus Ted Bundy.
Bundy.
JonBenet. It's a more interesting
story. I would
story.
Really like to know that one.
I like, I'm a sucker, especially for the those unsolved ones like DB and JonBenet, Zodiac.
Do you think her brother did it?
I do. We were just talking about this on the break.
I really do.
For sure. And then her parents
covered it up. Yeah. Has everybody here
that would
seen...
make sense.
Has everybody here seen the interview he did with Dr. Phil?
That is straight up nuts.
It is crazy.
He smiled like a weirdo the entire time.
The smile is plastered on his face, though. And I get a nervous smile. I get, like, well, you can have a nervous smile, but doggone, he just comes.
I don't know what it means, but Rage can't quit looking at the picture of
I'm
me.
I'm just refreshing the comments, like, oh my gosh.
Man, I wouldn't blame you. OJ versus Jack the Ripper.
Oh man. That'd be a good final.
Old school, new school.
Yeah. I have to say, the OJ case has given me so much joy in my life.
Easy.
No, I just mean hours of, I mean, come on, we're doing a Sweet 16 of it. It turns into entertainment after a point. It's hours
monster.
Of fascination. I vote OJ.
And she hated Nicole Brown.
You guys are hypocrites.
They both mocked the authorities.
She hated her.
Jack the Ripper used to send letters to the cops. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I vote Jack
now,
the Ripper.
Now, that one they figured
out. And O.J. wrote a book.
They just said who Jack the Ripper was.
Like a full-blown they did?
Yes. But how could they really know,
DNA.
Right?
They found DNA on one of the murder victims.
Really?
And they had the DNA of, it turned out to be Dinah Shore from the 70s. No.
And the glove did not fit.
It was the
They
Lindbergh,
had to acquit.
Baby.
That was also O.J.
O.J.?
Mm-hmm.
Jack?
I'd go Jack the Ripper.
Jack.
Okay.
Wow.
Zodiac versus John Wayne Gacy.
Gacy.
Zodiac.
God, Gacy, but Zodiac at least has some intrigue to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zodiac.
Yeah. Did they kill Gacy?
Judged.
Was he executed?
I think so, yeah, right?
Hang on.
Do you feel judged because you said that OJ gave you so much pleasure?
Well, it's like we're all voting on our favorite crime.
We all get what you
we
mean.
We get it.
We get it.
And then I'm like, Gacy, you guys are like, oh, wow.
You just made the mistake of saying it. Okay, final four of True Crime. Anyone want to say anything about Weber since he's not here?
Skip's the best.
He rocks.
The best.
We miss Skip and we wish he was here.
Sponsor of the DGS5.
Mm-hmm. John Wayne Gacy is dead as of 1994.
From?
Correctional Center, Crest Hill, Illinois.
Just he came from that city?
A correctional center.
He was executed.
That's where he was going.
His last meal was a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken, a dozen fried shrimp, French fries, fresh strawberries, and a Diet Coke.
Do you think you guys could eat?
No.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, yeah.
No, like if you were going to die in a few hours.
Oh, no. There's no way.
I don't feel like I could eat either.
No, there's no way. I wouldn't eat that.
I think if I knew I was going to die for, you know, years in advance, I'd probably take my last meal.
I would too, Rachel. Plus, you know, if you're a psychopath, who knows how stuff works.
Tell you this, I'm not having a Diet Coke.
Well, that's for sure.
That he wanted to be sensible.
Go full on Coke. Come on.
I'm only having that last meal if I get to have it with the girl, Dave.
Something tells me a lot of people have their last meal with girl Dave.
Girl Dave is writing plenty of letters to prisoners.
Okay. Okay,
you
Zimmerman.
You are so right.
Do you think Girl Dave has ever Cardi beat somebody?
Oh, that's more of a Wiggins.
Let's just finish this. DB Cooper versus JonBenet.
DB.
I have to go JonBenet.
JonBenet.
Yeah.
Did they ever find her? Like, is she missing still or
JonBenet?
Yeah. I don't remember how
they found her body.
That's what I wasn't
just never found her killer.
Yeah. Okay.
Officially.
Jack the Ripper versus Zodiac.
Wow.
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yep.
Versus JonBenet.
OG. Jack the Ripper.
I think the Ripper. Jack.
Gotta go old school.
All right, fine.
All right, one of the strangest shows of all time. And great. I'm going to go home and start drinking with Girl Wiggins. And then we're going clubbing.
You should take some
and
of those photos.
And we'll both have sex 3 times before midnight. Because
the whole
we're sluts,
time you're going to talk
because
bad
we're
about
ugly
me.
And I have man hands and an Adam's apple.
Hang out with us.
Oh, Tony's going nowhere with us. Tony's nice to us at work, but try getting him to go to happy hour.
He's going to bad mouth me the whole time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.